Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A brand new year means a brand new way to start doing things differently in life that help you more than hurt you. And one of them, most definitely, is to get the best night's sleep and most likely more sleep than you've gotten in the past. Friends, it's the only reason that I recommend that the only place you go is MyPillow. MyPillow revolutionized my sleep 3 years ago, and I haven't gone a single night since the very first one that I slept on the MyPillow that I haven't gotten REM cycle sleep. Friends, I want you to know the same deep, healing, peaceful existence that you get when you get a good night's sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep deeper, you sleep a little bit longer, and your overall health goes up considerably. Check it out. Final few days of the buy one, get one free. Now's a perfect time to get a MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got a huge show for you coming up. New York's favorite billionaire will be with us, John Catsimatidis. We'll also talk with Alicia Krauss from the Daily Wire about a variety of things, including the Facebook hearings that continue on Capitol Hill. But to top it all off, Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal on the latest in the Washington, D.C. chess match. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have a very strong leadership team. That's one of the reasons why I took comfort in making this decision, because I know there's a capable leadership team I can hand the gavel on to.
All right, lots to get to. That's Paul Ryan, who I don't know if he surprised the world. I don't think a lot of people were in the dark that this was not a guy that enjoyed this job very much. He had to be dragged to it, kicking and screaming, when he was first given it. But what does it mean to the overall hierarchy of Washington, D.C., and particularly the Yeah, the 2018 elections in light of what's going to come up in 2020. We'll talk with all talk about all of that now with my next guest. She is the Potomac Watch columnist for The Wall Street Journal. She is one of the must reads that I label as such on Twitter and elsewhere. Kim Strassel, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always a pleasure to have you.
Hello, Kevin. You are always so kind. Thank you.
So Paul Ryan steps out. Is this the equivalent of like Mike Pence saying I don't want on the ticket in 2020? What's going on here?
No, look, I don't think anyone should be overly surprised by this. As you just mentioned, this was a guy, this was a job Paul Ryan never wanted. He made that clear. Yet he deserves a lot of credit. He stepped up into a job that nobody wanted, if you remember, despite the damage to any chance he might have of running for president himself. And, you know, he's made it very clear to people who know him for a long time. He's still got relatively young children. He's been in Congress for 20 years. He gets to walk out with a big win from tax reform, from a great deregulatory success. And this was never going to be a long-term prospect. So that's, I think, what's driving it. I don't think it's a statement in his confidence in the party or where it's headed.
Well, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, given the fact that even analysts are saying that that race most likely moves into the Democratic win column for the fall. Kim, I don't know if you're watching the X's and O's yet. I'm not sure it's necessary to until sometime after Labor Day. But what does this do to the strategy for trying to keep the House for the Republicans?
It makes it a lot tougher. Look, every seat in the House is matters, those that are up for re-election. And every time you have another one of these people retiring from what you call a toss-up district, Paul Ryan never had any difficulty retaining that district. Obviously, he was very well liked and had a reputation, but it does move back into that column. And it's, again, this is going to be a grind for them. And I think what makes it even harder is they've got a great message going into the midterms in terms of the economy and in terms of successes. But the media, as we've seen, and the Democrats are determined to keep this about Trump, Russian collusion. The president doesn't always help by getting in the way of the message of the economy and things. And so it's they've got a tough road to hoe.
You know, Paul Ryan was the vice presidential candidate, and, you know, I thought he was somewhat effective as a Speaker of the House. A lot of people kept him in the rhino category and didn't want to give him any credit for anything. But I thought that there were times, even on the tax legislation, that he was really useful to even this president. How big of a loss is this in Republican leadership for the Republican Party?
Well, first, in terms of history, I think that the criticism of Paul Ryan of being a rhino is just unfair. You know, people, the very same people who say that were the people that gave him credit for stepping up to go on Romney's ticket. They felt that he was, in fact, the conservative balance there, the person that gave them some confidence about where that presidency would go if they were elected. He has also been just consistently, since he's been in Congress, the intellectual and policy powerhouse of a conservative party. Prior to Paul Ryan, no one in his party wanted to touch entitlement reform. They thought it was the third rail of politics. He kept pushing and pulling them along until they did. He's behind a lot of the tax reform that finally made it into law. Now, being Speaker does require you to make some compromises to get to 218.
Sure.
But putting the same standard that you're going to hold him to on him and that obligation he had to get his caucus and move a very diverse caucus to a single place, comparing that to, say, Trump or a president who doesn't have to play nice like that within their own realm, it's not really a fair way of evaluating people. So I think he's done a great job in my mind.
Okay.
But, you know, also one other thing people ought to remember, he was the guy that figured out how to get his party to yes. The Boehner leadership, they were all elected to say no, put a stop sign up to the Obama agenda. And I can promise you, without Paul Ryan, there wouldn't have been tax reform. There wouldn't have been a lot of these Congressional Review Act votes that happened because he was liked and he managed to get some people who really dislike each other to come together and find a solution.
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, where that leads the party going in the future, though, I mean, it's always about, I know it's a trite saying, having the right person at the right time and the right job. And I would argue that this past 2 years of the Trump presidency will be very different from the next 2 years. Sure. And that's what Republicans need to be thinking about as they go to elect a new leader, is who's the right man for that job.
Well, and they had a very, very hard time filling the job when Ryan took it. I mean, as you already made mention to, nobody wanted it. And it was a difficult shoe to fill. To me, it is imperative, though, this go around, because you're talking about kind of fight to the death midterms, that I think the president has a good chance if people can get out there and make the case that there's been some improvements in, you know, the lives of the average taxpayer. I think they've got a good chance to hold on to some seats, but they're going to need every tool in their toolbox to make that happen. And I'm not sure that losing the third most important position in all of elective office in the United States is really something that helps them do that.
No, not necessarily. Now, look, I don't necessarily think many voters go out and vote for an individual in deciding what party to vote for, if you know what I'm saying, and that, you know, they're not going out saying, well, I'm not going to vote for my Republican anymore because Paul Ryan's not at the top of the party. There is a question of whether or not it does just deflate the base at all. And that is one of the Republicans' biggest problems at the moment, is that they are outmatched for enthusiasm by Democrats. We've seen that in some of these special elections. But again, I think what's needed more than anything is for them to get on board with the president and everyone starting to sing from the same choir hymnal about the economy and jobs, and doing their best, if at all possible, to encourage the president to stop talking about things that really, I know he gets frustrated by,
right,
the Mueller probe and things, we understandable, but it's not helping the party. And if he thinks things are tough now, they'll be infinitely more tough if Republicans lose the House and or the Senate.
Yeah, not to mention the I word that everyone keeps using. Let's talk about this, Kim Strassel, for just a second. There's lots of speculation that the president wants to fire Rod Rosenstein or Robert Mueller. He's made no specific indication that he's moving in that direction. Is this overblown? Are we seeing way too much of media wanting to hype something that's just not there? Or is somebody about to lose a job?
Of course it's overblown. How many times, Kevin, have we heard that the president is on the verge, it'll just take a few more seconds, promise, that he's going to fire Bob Mueller? And of course he hasn't. He has people around him that have counseled him and made him aware of the consequences of doing something like that. By the way, number one consequence is it doesn't help anything.
Right.
We'd simply get another special counsel who would be under even more pressure to continue the probe, and it might go on even longer since a new person would have to come in, get up to speed, et cetera, and so on. So it doesn't help in any way. The Democrats want to go out and talk about this all day because, going back to our prior conversation, it means that Republicans don't have the band space to talk about their accomplishments.
Yeah, which even in just bringing China to the negotiating table and making the tariffs work in our favor is a story that they need to be telling. But whether or not they will, I'm just not sure. Kim Strassel, reader in The Wall Street Journal. Kim, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for taking time for us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, what's the latest from Washington, D.C. and the Facebook hearings? Alicia Krauss will join me. We're going to take a visit to Haiti via my friend Todd Chapman. And before we're done, New York's favorite billionaire, John Katsimatidis, sits right here in studio with me. It is a very busy news day. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, it's been a real joy to be able to tell you about something that took place last December. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was on a regular basis telling you about the need of our friends in the Sudan region, specifically people that have been enslaved there. Yes, actual human trafficking and slavery that had gone on between what is now the two countries of Sudan and South Sudan. South Sudan is the youngest country on earth because they were given their liberty and freedom from the north a number of years ago when the world powers said this war between the jihadists in northern Sudan and the Christians in the south has to come to an end. What had happened prior to that was there were a lot of slave raids where northern jihadis would ride into the south and just take people from villages and take them back, enslaving them in their work of their cattle ranches. Well, when the global community came together to stop the war, they didn't do anything to liberate the tens of thousands of slaves that had been taken captive. Friends, here's the wonderful news that we can share today. Back in December, I told you about an organization called Christian Solidarity International, a group I've worked with for a number of years to help free human slaves from places all over the world. They have been working in the Sudan region since the time of the war, and they have seen personally over 80,000 slaves be liberated and returned to South Sudan, never being taken back into slavery again. That's because they have a very simple process. They know that the northern jihadists are able to be incentivized. And so with Arab sympathizers that run, in essence, an underground railroad to and from the slave traders themselves, they offer cattle vaccine in exchange for the life and liberty of a slave. When they told us in November of last year that they needed help with 48 slaves, you were so generous in your response that we were able to end up freeing nearly 99. Nearly 100 slaves went free because of your generosity. They were all liberated, by the way, the last week of January, headed into the month of February. Now they have told us that there is another liberation point coming in early June. That means we have until the end of May to actually liberate some 82 different slaves that they've already negotiated the release for. These would include women. Some of their children are included, and some of them would be young women that do not have any children. These have all been people that have been abused by their slave captors, and they are looking forward to returning home to their families with their with the people that they love and that they know. Friends, I want you to get a glimpse of just how bad this is. These slaves, most times, if they are female, are marched north miles and miles and miles into the slave camps. And then they are told, with the lid of a can or a piece of glass or maybe some sort of sharpened metal of some sort, to go genital mutilate themselves, to perform female circumcision so that they can be, quote, a good Muslim wife to their slave captor. Friends, these women have seen traumatic experiences, and they need help. That's why your donation to Christian Solidarity International not only releases their freedom by supplying the vaccine, but it also helps them have an entire bag of what's called hope for the coming year. These are supplies that they will need to survive their first full year in liberty, reunited with their family. Please call and help now. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $250 one-time gift will help liberate a slave right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have to opt in to sign into any app before you use it.
And was your data included in the data sold to the malicious third parties? Your personal data.
Yes.
All right, whatever. Zuckerberg, kind of boring on day two. Most of the good stuff came yesterday. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very, very busy afternoon. This afternoon we've got New York's favorite billionaire, John Catsimatidis, going to join us in just a bit, and lots of other things to yet cover. But I want to make sure that we give you the latest on what's happened in Washington, D.C. with Mr. Zuckerberg and the Facebook hearing that is and all that has been discussed over the last couple of days. Someone who, I don't know, may be more than mildly interested in this is someone who works for The Daily Wire, which is, according to the newest statistics, the second largest conservative Internet footprint in the universe. Alicia Krauss is that person that I'm referring to, and she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, always good to chat.
It's always fun to have you. It's too bad the guy that does the podcast over on the other station this hour won't have you on. I mean, even though he's a colleague and all, I'm just saying, you know, it's fun to get you live here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Are you talking about Michael J. Knowles?
I'm not talking. No. Michael could not get a radio show if his life depended upon it. I'm just saying. let's move along. Hey, so what do you make? because we live in a tech age. Ari Zoldan's with me on Tuesdays. You're with me on Wednesdays. The whole world is on the internet now. Zuckerberg's been
and
on Capitol Hill.
And all of our children and our pets and our homes and our, you know, floral Pinterest and all that crap is too.
As I told Harris yesterday, how can you regulate something where somebody is committed to barfing their entire personal life onto the pages of the web? What do you think? How do you think Mr. Zuckerberg did over the last 48 hours? And what do you think the outcome of all this is going
to
be?
I think what is so fascinating about this to me is that when he originally went up there, and even today you're seeing both sides ask him pretty tough questions. The Weekly Standard actually had a decent recap of it that I'm sending around to people saying, hey, what is this all about? They had it yesterday, tweeted it out today. But I find it really interesting that for the first time we've had this well paid attention to, very fascinating testimony coming up that I think a lot of Americans are watching, that we weren't sure who was going to be the good guy and the bad guy. And by that, I mean, usually, you know, if we had somebody coming to testify in the Benghazi case, we knew how Republicans would fall. We knew the talking points that Democrats would use. But Mark Zuckerberg is kind of the first testimony I've ever heard on the Hill to the Senate and House committees where it could be a curveball. I hope that's a proper sportsy reference. I'm not good at sports and don't know about them, so I'm not sure if it is accurate or not. But it really was a curveball of who was going to say what and what line of questions he was going to get from different people.
Yeah.
And you saw even Democrats like Dick Durbin yesterday saying, hey, would you want it shared who you've been chatting with in Messenger?
Yeah.
Would you want it shared where you stayed, what hotel you stayed in last night? And I think that it's been entertaining and interesting, and I think good that both Republicans and Democrats, albeit for different reasons, are asking him pretty tough questions.
Actually, the term you were looking for was behind the back bounce pass, not curveball.
I have no idea what that
and,
means.
And I just wanted to make clear that I did know what you were trying to get to. Now, let me ask you this. Because Harris asked me yesterday on Fox, you know, Juan Williams, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, well, and Juan's like, well, you know, maybe more regulation. I've thought about this for weeks since the Cambridge Analytica stuff started coming up. I don't know that any form of regulation that Mr. Zuckerberg is going to voluntarily go along with is going to do anything. Because
let
me finish my thought on this.
Yeah.
He knows already more about everything that went wrong than anybody that's sitting in that room. And he's keeping more concealed about what went wrong than he certainly is revealing. And he's just hoping that they haven't figured out very much. Therefore, when he says, as he was asked yesterday, will you help us regulate you? Of course he's going to say yes, because he's going to willingly be regulated on stuff he doesn't care about. And the stuff that really does matter, I'm not sure that he's going to volunteer that. So how can you self? It's like Iran being in charge of their own nuclear arsenal.
I agree. And I think that the biggest thing is, in Senator Ted Cruz's line of questions was really good on this yesterday.
Right. He was one of the better ones.
Are you portraying your personal opinion, which is your right under the First Amendment, or are you a publishing provider that is supposed to be equal to all? Because if that question itself is answered, and I'm not a big person on regulation, many of the reasons for which, you know, you just stated that you said on Fox News earlier. And so I think that I totally agree with you there. And I think additionally, even if they agree to do something, their algorithms and their engineers and their people that I think one of the most fascinating things that we saw was those 20,000 people that are kind of monitoring everything. Now, with hundreds of millions of users, they can't, they can't monitor every single post. But what is the political affiliation of them? Which priority do they tend to put things in? And, I think that I don't know that you're going to see this flock of people leaving Facebook, because truly it has become an addiction and not just for
millennial
generation.
Okay, color me odd here. I'm not sure the American people even care about this. I think at the end of the day, they may say, wait, did somebody get into our emails or something? But beyond that, I think they're like,
they do.
Go ahead.
Especially because you saw who was a Democratic congressman today that was trying to make it sound as if the Trump campaign was able to get around the ad approval because they had 6 million ads that they paid for in the last few weeks of the election and Hillary Clinton only had 60,000. Right? No, maybe that was just the Trump campaign purchasing better ads or more ads.
Yeah.
They knew how to get them approved by Facebook. I mean, this is something that businesses do all over the country. You are pretty aware, and maybe the Clinton campaign just failed at it. So I actually disagree. I think that Trump voters will care about this because they're sick and tired of hearing the narrative from the left that says, oh, Russia is the only reason right. that Donald Trump won.
Right. I guess my point that I was trying to make was I don't think that Aunt June sitting out there showing baby photos of her little grandbaby to, you know, her, her nieces and nephews. I don't think she cares about whether Cambridge Analytica did a survey of what Sesame Street character she is or isn't. I don't think they care about that.
I think that they do care, though, if Mark Zuckerberg is paying attention to what Aunt Sally is saying about Aunt June and then leaks that information or is using that information. For
that may very well be true. Or, like he did in 2012, be totally willing to give Aunt June stuff to Obama and then say, well, because it's Trump. See, that's where I think the whole disingenuousness of this just falls apart. Because in 2012, nobody was offended. He was brilliant. Their brown shirts were awesome. They had thought way ahead of their time. The accolades were huge. Trump does the exact same thing. Nothing different about this. Fill out this survey, then match it with your profile
Trump
information.
Trump paid for it, and Obama didn't have to.
Well, Obama's campaign already was. It was just part of the operation. Okay, so enough of that. Hey, breaking news, real quick. Only 20 seconds on it. Your governor, Jerry Brown, is gonna he's gonna follow through and send troops to the border, like Texas and Mexico.
Yeah,
for
but
real.
They're not gonna do what they need to do because he's already saying they're not gonna enforce federal immigration law.
Yeah, but once they get down there, aren't they under the auspices of the Pentagon and the Border Patrol who have to serve? So I think, well, hey, I'll still take 400 more eyes and ears on the southern border. I think it's a good thing. Alicia, always energetic to talk to you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
It's Kevin McCullough live. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough Radio. We continue. My very good friend Todd Chapman stops into the studio next.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words changed the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know. To me, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you, and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
It's an amazing song.
How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death.
Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me on different outlets over the last couple of days telling you about the children that are in this little town called Savoncabrite of Haiti. It's this very isolated, very deserted, dry, arid area of a plateau. In the plains of eastern Haiti. You go out of the national capital of Port-au-Prince about 30 miles. It takes you about 2 hours to get there. That's how bad the roads are. But there are about 3,000 people. It's about 300 families that are dying of starvation. They don't have clean drinking water. They have polluted water sources. And my friends at Food for the Poor, who we partner with a couple of times each year, have come along and said, we're going to do something about this here with the listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio. So, Todd, it's good to have you back here in the midst of talking about the news of the day and so forth. I want to take a few minutes out and make sure people are aware that if they still want to make a difference, they can. But explain to us the need. You just went and saw this area. Explain where it's at. Explain why it's in such bad shape.
Yeah, so Savoncabrite is outside of Port-au-Prince, like you said, not too far from the Dominican Republic, and it's in a very, very dry, isolated area. Haiti's been under drought for about 3 years, and so this community, this area that used to be a rich agricultural valley, very fertile, now it's just a dust bowl. And there we find in this community about 300 families that are trapped. They have no way to get out. I didn't see a single vehicle. I've been there twice, haven't seen a single vehicle part of that community. And, you know, so if you try to walk out of there or take a mule or something out, you can't get anywhere. It takes you hours, if not half a day, to get anywhere. And these families too poor to relocate. So they're just stranded and they need everything. They need food. Their kids are starving. They need clean, safe drinking water. The only water supply is a little irrigation canal when it's there. And because of the drought, it's not there all the time. And it's contaminated. Kids have contracted cholera, which is deadly from that. And so we're working to just bring transformation to that community. And we need, frankly, our help from our listeners there to the answer to come on board if you feel so led. $50 to Food for the Poor allows us to feed one of these starving kids two meals a day every day for a year. And also, part of your gift goes to build a well or a solar-powered water purification system right there in that community, which will service that entire community. Kevin, this is a pretty amazing water solution. Instead of trucking in water, you know, every week for the foreseeable future, we found that it's best to build these solar-powered water purification units, taps into the water table down there, and chemically it purifies this water, pumps out 10,000 gallons of water a day. That's enough for a community of 3,000 people. So ultimately, we can bring this community back to life and save the lives of these folks. And I'm just hoping that some of our 978 The Answer listeners will get on board today and give a gift of $50 or $150 and save multiple kids.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways you can do this. One, you can just call the number, 855-919-4673. Be as generous as you can, 855-919-4673. There is also an opportunity if you happen to be a small business owner. And if you would like to have the advantage of maybe a tax write-off for your company by doing something good for your fellow man, this is a perfect way to do it. For a gift of $2,500, that's what we're asking, here's what you would be able to accomplish with that $2,500 gift. Number one, you'd get a tax-deductible credit for your $2,500 gift to Food for the Poor, helping 50 children. That's about two classrooms worth of kids that currently are starving and don't have clean water to drink. So immediately you're doing something great and you get a tax deduction for it. That's awesome. Then in addition to that, we at the radio stations here in New York, we just want to say thank you to you for doing that. And we'd like to give your company $2,500 worth of free advertising, which means you're going to get 40 plus commercials on our station. We're going to give you some digital exposure and some other things on our website and social media and stuff like that. There's a way you can find out all the details about that. You got to call my friend Laura in the front office. But if you call and you give a gift of $2,500 from your company is eligible for that complimentary advertising thank you. And we would love to do that for you. You know why we love to do it? Because we know it's helping kids. And that's what we're all about. That's why we're doing this. So if you can do $2,500 on behalf of your company for a tax-deductible gift and a complimentary advertising campaign on our station, maybe you've even thought, well, I'd like to try advertising on the radio. I'd like a really good deal. And, oh, by the way, if I could help change the world in the process, well, that wouldn't be bad either. Well, I've got the solution for you. It's right there. It's right there. $2,500 gift, and you're going to get a month's worth of ads. It's going to be really, really cool. But in addition to that, you're just going to be helping kids that no one else is helping. The world is largely forgotten about. In fact, Todd, as you were describing where Savan Kabrit is, they're so isolated. They're so remote. You know, the UN isn't setting up shop there. Right. You don't have even whatever the equivalent of the Haitian welfare office or anything with an outpost there. I mean, there is nothing in this flat area where Savan Kabrit is, and these kids are dying, and we need to get them help now. So call that number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. Todd Chapman, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Kev.
Kevin McCullough coming back with more news for your Wednesday. John Catsimatidis sits down with me. Stay with us.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about it.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words change the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in the city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It's a big, busy news Thursday. That on Wednesday. Man, I get ahead of myself here. The hour continues, though. We've got a lot to get to. And now I get to welcome back to the studio New York's favorite billionaire. You know him as the owner of Gristiti's and all the yummy stuff you can find there, including L'Artagiano Gelato. I'm going to start having some of that here soon. But John Catsimatidis, is so good to see you again, sir. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I mean, it's almost spring.
You know what?
Don't
tease me like that. You say that's going to happen, and then it'll snow tomorrow, and I'm going to be mad at you if you do that to me. Hey, last week you came into my studio and you sat down with me and you made news, and then it got shot out everywhere. And thank you to your people for doing that. But let's make some more news. When you sit down to do your broadcast at the top of the hour, and if people are listening anywhere in the country, they want to get on, it's AM970TheAnswer.com. You've got one of the attorneys that's advising Michael Cohen coming to join.
We have David Schwartz on. He's sitting in the next studio right now, and he's waiting for us. And we'll find out what's the latest, what's going on. I mean, things are really going crazy in Washington. I understand the FBI director...
Mr. Mueller or Mr. Comey? Mr. Comey.
Mr. Comey.
Yeah.
Has called President Trump a mob boss. I mean, what kind of language is that? You know, give me a break.
I want to ask you this question because you're a very busy man. You're probably as busy as the president. You're just not running the country in the process. But what did you make of how that raid went down? In terms of going after his personal attorney, going after all of his personal records and all of the stuff that was, part of his work with the president. Is there no client confidentiality anymore?
Well, I was shocked a little bit that I said to myself, they better have something great.
Yeah, blockbuster.
A blockbuster for them to go and break down the door of the lawyer of the president. I mean, and we still don't know. There's a lot of rumors going on what they're going after. Today there was a rumor going on that they wanted the video or proof that when Trump made some remarks on, NBC? About women and grabbing them.
About the excess
Hollywood
tape.
That he had so much fun.
Yeah.
But you know, what does that have to do with the Russians?
Well, evidently.
The Russians made it.
The Russians don't have anything to do with the Russians, yeah. and it doesn't have to for Mueller to keep his counsel open. John, let me ask you this. Big news out of D.C. today, and I'm sure that you've had him on your show, but Speaker of the House, the third most important seat in all of the seat of government, he's the third in line if anything happens to the president, decided he doesn't want to run for reelection. Is it Trump fatigue? Is it Washington fatigue? How do you read Paul Ryan's actions today?
I think Paul Ryan had to compromise along with President Trump, had to compromise and they got some of the stuff they wanted in the economic bill, and some of the stuff he didn't want. And I think Paul Ryan is being particular and saying, well, I can't follow my agenda. I think Paul Ryan is wrong. I think Trump tried to put both sides together. He tried to get as much as he can for the country. And at the end of the day, he didn't get what we wanted for New York or for California. But at the end of the day, I think President Trump said, let me make 44 states happy and pass something, then not pass anything at all.
Yeah.
And the few things that he compromised on, I think, didn't make Paul Ryan happy.
So you don't think it's just fatigue and he wants to go spend time with his kids?
Well, if it's fatigue, then he's an awful weak guy. And he doesn't deserve the job.
Well, he does lift weights three times a week. I'm not going to call him weak.
You know,
he
could be weak, you know.
In spirit versus body?
Versus mind versus body.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. So what do you think the play for the Republicans is now? Who do you think steps up to take his position?
Well, they're talking about Scalise, who's very popular in Washington. Especially what happened to him.
Well, you survive an assassination attempt. You're going to be a little bit popular, I think.
I think it'll probably be him.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting. The last time this seat was open, you remember Paul Ryan didn't want it. They had to come basically beg him to take it. And they went through three or four people before they got to him. And he just was like kicking and screaming, I don't want this job. Turns out I thought Paul Ryan did a pretty good job over the time that he was there.
He was okay.
I thought he was better than Boehner in many respects.
Boehner had his own problems. You're absolutely correct.
Let me ask you about foreign policy for a second, because Syria gassed its people a number of days ago now, and it's taking a lot of time to get the U.S. response formulated to what happened there. What do you or your sources tell you is probably going to happen in response to what Bashar al-Assad pulled off?
Well, President Trump has tweeted already saying, duck, there's some missiles coming. And I think he'll probably do a hit on Syria.
Is that the extent of it, though, just missiles? Because we did that last time, and it doesn't seem to have deterred him at all.
Well, it deterred Gaddafi in Libya.
It did.
He shot the missile right into his tent.
So do we go after Assad personally now?
I think there's a possibility that Trump will do that.
There might be a little bit of a red laser dot on the back of Assad's vest at some point. He better be taking care. Hey, the Cats at Night broadcast, if you're listening on AM 970 The Answer in New York City, it's coming up at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss this. All kinds of exclusives, including Michael Cohen's attorney and also health expert Betty McCoy. John, I'll see you in just a few minutes.
We'll see you there.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Wednesday afternoon. It's your information fast lane.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom design pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code
KMC.
And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's just a crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the great discussion every day in New York. And if you don't get us live, please check out the podcast. More and more of you every single day are checking it out. You can go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and just click on the podcast link. You can also go to soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. And get all the podcasts that we're producing every single week. It's up to 10 now, I think, different podcasts that we are offering. But the one of this show is Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're glad to have you join us. I'm certainly thrilled that we, are at least it appears in a very serious way that the president is going to take action against Assad. And at some point in time, it looks like Russia is going to be at odds with us. He actually just called out Iran and Russia today in a way that was so unusual for somebody that Democrats want to believe he was working in collusion with. I just don't think that that's the normal way you talk to your people that, helped you out, because I don't believe that they did. So I don't think he needed to. But he warned the Kremlin and he basically said, guys, if I were you, I'd get the heck out of Dodge. We are coming. There's going to be a U.S. strike in Syria, and it's going to happen. So you need to get yourself relocated, which he wasn't required to do and may have been a little bit of overkill as far as I'm concerned, because I don't particularly care if those Russian guys are on the Syrian Air Force bases or on their airstrips. I think what we need to do right now is to put a fist right through Assad's jaw and say, you've killed your last innocent person. We're not letting you do this anymore. You voluntarily become arrested and go get tried for war crimes, or we're taking you out. And I think that's the point where we're at. I know that there's people that are concerned about regime change. I don't think it's that big of a deal, actually. I think this is such a broken part of the world. Let's do what we can to put down this killer and find somebody that's going to be a more stable hand. We haven't had a great track record of doing that. I'll admit that. Afghanistan's been a bit of a problem for us. But we cannot let this man continue to gas innocent people over and over and over again simply because they disagree with him. We can't do that. And so the president did warn everybody today. You better not respond to a U.S. airstrike on Syria. Because we're gonna do it, and we're gonna knock him. We're gonna hit him. We're gonna take out his air force. Whatever it is we're gonna do, we're gonna do it, and we're gonna do it big. So if I was Mr. Putin, Vladimir, yes, I am Vladimir. I will think about what you have said,
You do that, Mr. Putin, because I don't think Mr. Trump is one that's in the mood to play games right now, at least not as long as Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller draw breath. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.